Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Monday, June 11th. I'm Mike J, and we are having a good old time tonight. It's time for Unscripted Radio. I'm joined tonight on this lovely evening that God has blessed us with, the sun shining and the breeze blowing through the trees. Miss Katrina is here, and Mr. Jeff is here.
I said, dude, you sound like a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Shimmer
down.
Oh,
that's fresh. What is up?
Nothing. I was trying something new for a friend.
Oh. Like, you know, when you're watching those movies and they have these meetings and they're all of their southern drawl, that's what you reminded me of just now.
Well, you know, my darling, I do like to put on a few mini rolls back in the day. Mm. I wear many hats, honey.
Well, I like that you can do that voice because that's going to come in handy. We need to make some prank phone calls. So you're going to be a southern man when we prank people.
Well, hallelujah, throw down your stick and judge. Let not ye be judged because you will burn. Sinners will burn.
I can do it. I guess. Okay. Well, what else is going on?
I think I got her a little frightened, Jeffrey.
I'm speechless.
I was trying to scare the back spasms out of you.
He's speechless, and that's hard to do because Mama don't play.
No, and you know, it doesn't help that Michael just told me about an email that we got. So, of course, what did I go and do? Open it right as we're going on air. And I'm consciously not trying to look at it right now and read it because, you know, I'll be a little distracted.
Why are you being distracted, so, Roadhead?
No, bitch, no. Well, if you'd answer your phone, you'd fucking know.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Mama's mad.
Nope,
uh-oh.
I just say that with love.
Well, I have a very good excuse and / story. I was at one of the biggest raves in the world last night, or shall I say this morning. It's Davy Carnival, and it's like the modern version of...
Oh, really?
Like,
that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was like seven different stages, seven acts going on at all times, 500 different DJs, and like the world's finest, like Tiesto, David Guetta... Like, everybody was there. Tickets were crazy expensive. People were flying in on their helicopters. It was like $1,000 to get in.
Where does she keep going?
I'm not sure. I think it's maybe it's a fill-in-the-blank story. I'm not sure.
Oh, fill-in-the-blank. Oh. Then I had this massive orgy, and my pussy got pounded, and I really, really... Really like that.
Sinners, you will burn.
Okay, who did you promise to talk like this so I can punch them in the face?
Punch him in the face.
Are you back? Are you staying? Are you leaving again?
I'm back. I don't know what happened. I guess I got too excited. Probably talking about all those crackheads I encountered, you know.
Listen, I told you not to play with a vibrator when you're doing the show, all right? You know you're not good at multitasking.
Wow. Thanks, Captain Bust 'em Out. Rat. Nobody likes a rat.
I apologize.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, last night / this morning, everybody was all dressed up in crazy neon stuff. They look like... There were a lot of tutus, furry boots, and pasties running around. It was crazy.
Very nice.
Yeah, and an overabundance of fat girls who shouldn't have been squeezed into any of it. We're squeezing out of all of it.
Oh, that happens.
Oh, it happens. I was wearing a neon green net on top and a neon green and black tutu on the bottom. And everybody was wearing Converse, but I was wearing Hello Kitty Vans. And I put neon green hair extensions in my hair.
Well, at least you coordinated. I give you that.
Right. Yeah, you know. I'm good.
Plus, you know, I mean, you know, it, all the, like, the flashy neon greens and the oranges and the yellows, they come in handy when you're, you know, stumbling home at night after you've had a few too many because the cars can see you more easily.
Right. And as we were leaving, there was, like, a, you know, this was an event with, I think, 500,000 people. And as we were leaving, it's, like, an hour away from town in the middle of nowhere at the Speedway. Well, we encountered what I like to call the modern-day Trail of Tears, as all the people who lost their friends and had no money were walking home.
Aww.
It looked like a mutant migration. People are crying purple teardrops reminiscent of a Lady Gaga song.
Aww.
It was hilarious. It was cool. And there were rides. And it was dark outside, and so they had, like, fire-breathing dragons and, like, these giant robots that would light up and talk and do tricks, and it was so cool.
Honey, how much did you have to drink, or were you trying those bath salts? What was going on here?
I was too afraid to do anything. They had bars. Like, they had drinks. I think most people were doing other stuff, because that's what they do at raves. But, no, I didn't drink or do anything because your cell phone reception, there's only one tower and, you know, 500,000 people there. Your phone didn't work very well. So I was scared to death that I was going to get drunk and lose my friends and get trapped there. So I was sober.
Nice.
Shocking, I know.
I know. I'm like, what? Wait.
But
yeah,
it was so crazy that you really didn't need any extra stimulation. Like, you could just walk around and look at people. Or you could just stand still and look at people. And that was enough. That was enough.
Very nice. Very
yeah,
nice.
Well,
not usually my thing, but it was cool.
I had the opposite of you.
Oh, okay.
Mama got a little drunk.
Okay.
And I got a little, and some other folks got a little drunk. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, there was some events.
Oh, do tell. I like it.
What had happened was,
uh-huh.
Well, Saturday wasn't very good. I slept till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, got up 3 o'clock, went back to bed and slept till 6.
Oh, that
then
sounds
got
good
up,
to me.
Went to Joe's sister's house where his aunt and uncle was located. And Joe, his friend Scott, and his mother, and I went over there and we started drinking with his aunt and his uncle and his sister and her husband.
I love that it's
well,
a whole family of lushes. I fit right in.
Yeah. Thank God, right? Like, they're all drunks. I gotta love them. Like, it's such
yeah.
a good time.
Oh, you got
so
lucky.
We start drinking all these kinds of things. And she's got, you know, like when you go and get, like, your canned shit, when people can stuff, they have... They put them in the thing with the lid that screws on, and, you know, you get your jam or whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his sister had a wine glass out of one of them. I was just so tickled by that. I stole
what?
My dose.
A mason jar?
Yeah, but it was like on like a candlestick, so it was like a big glass, you know, and then you could put the cap on.
Her version of the fishbowl. I like it.
Yeah, so it was kind of fantastic because we're outside on the back patio. Well, I decide that it's time to do shots, and Joe's uncle is down for this. So I go run inside and raid his sister's liquor cabinet. She's got some coconut rums. Well, we killed that bottle, and Joe's uncle was swigging it just a tiny bit, a little bit too much for his liking, but that's okay. We finished that bottle, and then I went and got a big-ass bottle of whiskey, which
oh,
we
no,
started doing, swigging on a bottle of whiskey.
You're
what
doing
you think?
Shots with the uncle. That's crazy. I've never, ever had alcohol
oh.
with, like, family
Now it's
members.
Whiskey, so we're passing it around. Now, his father passed away a couple weeks ago. Joe's father had just gotten back from, like, Kentucky or some kind of fucking redneck state where they fucked their cousins. I'm not really for certain.
Oh.
He was golfing.
Oh,
Joe's
you can tell fresh right now.
They went and picked him up, and he got there. So then, you know, the uncle looked at Jim, and he's like, I ain't drinking that shit. He's like, for my father. How are you going to say no to that? You can't.
You can't.
So a couple more people started taking shots. Well, girl, didn't you know we got bored with the whiskey? So then they brought out a bottle of Southern Comfort. At this point, I knew things were going to go south quickly. But
oh,
I kept the party going. The next thing I know, I'm sitting in a chair behind the table, and Joe's uncle is now standing in front of the table, leaning on a chair, and he has gotten quiet. And I'm wondering how he's doing. Well, not sooner did I think that. All of a sudden, this motherfucker stands up and falls back into the fucking table. Girl, bottles were smashing and shit was going wrong. You ain't seen a faggot jump up so quick because, you know, this motherfucker was, like, so drunk where he was just going to stand and go right over. He was done. Like, there, it was over. So Joe's brother-in-law and I are, like, trying to hold him up and get him in a chair, and there was a motorhome there, and they weren't trying to sleep in it. They had to go home. And then we look over and realize Joe's aunt is equally as drunk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
So now we finally get his uncle passed out in a chair, and his aunt come over, and now she is crawling on top of this son of a bitch. And they're both in a chair. She's drunk as shit.
She's trying to get some out of a cadaver? Is that what's going on?
I'm not really for certain. So then, thank God they've got a kid, you know, with a permit or whatever. So we're like, okay, you're going to have to drive your parents home, and then we're going to come back, and she's going to drive us home. And it turns into this whole big charade. Meanwhile, we didn't realize the uncle and aunt's kid was getting drunk over in the corner.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're like, this bitch is going to throw up. But we'll get back. So we go and take the parents back. Thank God Joe's father came. Because I'm like, no, I can get him. He's like, no, I'll come help. Thank God, because his uncle fell fucking straight on his face out the truck. He's got some, like, Mitsubishi fucking SUV thing. So Joe's father and I both got the uncle with one of his arms around each of our shoulder, and his feet are, like, dragging across the ground.
That's awesome.
So we throw his ass on the couch, which he takes both of us with him. And then, you know, the daughter's trying to get the aunt upstairs in bed, who now I hear those two going after it. So I go charging up the stairs, and there's Tracy in just a T-shirt. And she's like, where's my husband? I want my husband. I just want to sleep in bed with my husband. I'm like, bitch, shut up and go to bed. We can't get his ass upstairs. Just shut up and go to sleep. I want my husband.
Oh, crazy. My gosh.
So, whatever. We finally get her calmed down. We go out, bitch. And I'm like, you know, I knew her gas light had been on her vehicle. But don't you know this bitch runs out of gas down the street from her house?
Oh.
I'm like, really? Really? So we're like, well, we're going to have to push it back to their house. We start pushing it, and the poor little girl with the permits in the car, she can't steer this motherfucker for nothing. So all of a sudden, the car's going on the grass, and the neighbors, it's going out in the middle of the fucking road. I'm like, bitch, get out the car. So my brainiac idea just was to roll down the window, close the door, and steer the car.
Uh-oh.
Which enters in the problem. How you going to stop that car now that it's got all this momentum and heading straight down the street towards the uncle's fucking Dodge Ram?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yes. So then in my MacGyverish ways that I am, I fling open the driver's side door and decide I'm going to have to jump in this bitch. Well, if you've ever jumped in a car going backwards with a door coming at you, it's kind of an experience, especially when you didn't realize the last driver is real short and had the seat all the way up to the steering wheel and you a big bitch like me. My balls were injured. But I managed to get the car stopped. Okay. Then we decide, okay, we're going to have to take the uncle's truck. Well, now we cannot find the keys for the uncle's truck. So 45 minutes later, we find the keys and get in that truck to see that the gas light's on in that truck.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, yes. We get back to Joe's sister's house finally after like an hour and a half. Joe's mother is bobbing and weaving down the driveway. This bitch don't know where her shoes is at. She don't know where her purse is at. She can't readily identify where none of her shit is at. The son is now throwing up in the side yard. Joe is running around the yard with his arms up in the air, just screaming, woo, woo.
Oh, my gosh.
Then He come up to the front of the vehicle, bend over, put his head between his knees, and starts waving between his legs and grabbing his ass cheek like he is some kind of freak of nature. Which then I realized his ass is wet because they went and jumped in the pool.
Oh, my God.
Yo, it really was an event. And then everybody just bobbing and weaving. And, oh, Lord, I mean, it really was a spectacle. And then we ended up at a McDonald's. And this asshole gonna tell me there's no milkshakes, and I started fighting with the McDonald's worker and called him a fucking liar. And he's like, "No, I'm not." He's like, "There's no ice cream." I'm like, "You a liar."
Why would he lie to you? That doesn't even make any sense.
Because he's a fuck. Because he waited because he wouldn't give us his attention, and we didn't get it on the front order. And there was people behind us. Now we're in a fucking Equinox. There's not enough room. Joe is now piled on all the top of his father's luggage, which involves fucking golf clubs and all this kinds of shit, in the hatchback. And he's making faces out the window, mooning these people, having conversations, crying. I don't know. He's just ignorant and drunk. We can't understand what this guy's saying. Everybody in the vehicle is loaded. Nobody knows what's going on. This poor girl got a permit, which we find out she does not have on her, nor do any of us have a driver's license on us, which was fantastic. But then I was real pissed. This guy's like, she's like, "Can I get a milkshake?" He said, "No." I said, "You a lie."
Yeah, dead liar. A dead liar.
I'm saying, I want a motherfucking milkshake. It's like 2:30 in the morning. How are you going to deny me a milkshake? You are a cocksucker. You're a fucking McDonald's worker. Now go get my milkshake. You son of a bitch.
What the hell did I just come in on? Take a breath.
Oh, girl, you don't even know. Oh, Lord, somebody's a son of a bitch over a milkshake. Really, Jeffrey?
Yeah, because this fucking cocksucking McDonald worker, he a lie. He was a dead lie. Because you
Jeffrey
know what's real funny?
Milkshake.
They had
he
milkshakes in the morning.
An hour. Of course he's a lie.
Just because it's 2 o'clock in the morning, we drunk, don't mean you got to be an asshole and not give a fat bitch a milkshake. I'm saying.
That's so awful.
Girl,
please
and the next
that,
morning, everybody
milkshake.
Was fucked up. I was okay, though.
And that's the
and
craziest
we went,
part of all. Like, you sound like you were sober-ish in this whole adventure.
Well,
like,
I think because, you know,
which
like,
not,
I'll get drunk.
Right.
When I see other people in distress, I turn into mommy mode. And, like, somehow, I don't know if it's the adrenaline or whatever gets me through. But then I was fine. I mean, but we walked into Joe's mama's house. I went straight my ass upstairs and went to bed. Joe didn't make it upstairs till 7 something in the morning because bitch fell asleep sitting up on the couch.
Listen, mooning people is hard work, okay?
Well, needless to say, now mama's bag is out. And then, well, we went back over the next day to check on him. Motherfucker threw up in his sleep, and let's just say he had some corn on the cob. There was corn everywhere. This poor motherfucker, I saw. And then you saw his clothes all over the living room. Shit was that was on the coffee table all over the place. This poor motherfucker. Oh, I felt so bad.
Oh, your mama must have wanted to kick his ass puking all over her couch like that.
No, it was the uncle.
Oh, the uncle. My bad.
On his own couch. I felt bad, so I cleaned it up because the kids were like, "Fuck him. I clean up his fucking puke. That's nasty as shit." So I went over there and I'm like, "Well, you can't leave corn on somebody's couch. That's rude."
I could never do that because if I smell throw up, I throw up. So I could never do that. You're like a prized, one of a kind best friend.
It just looked like somebody spilled a can of corn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't that bad.
Well, random
fact.
That's
like fear factor. Make me, like, offer me $1 million, and I probably couldn't do it. It's like fear factor for me.
I mean, random fact, you guys, your body doesn't even actually digest corn. Corn is not even technically a vegetable. It's a starch, which is why whenever you eat it, you pretty much shit it out whole. So the fact
it's all sugar.
Yeah, the fact that it comes back up whole should be of no surprise, but yes, it's very rude leaving corn on somebody's couch. That's not appropriate.
Well, I'm saying, and you know, motherfucker had a rough night, was drunk as shit, didn't know his name, and I don't want nobody to wake up to that kind of a mess, and I was all right. Joe's mother was fucking shot, that poor bitch. She woke up and she's like, "I hate you." Because usually I'm the hungover one, and she's like, "Let's go get us an ice cap." It was the opposite. I was the first one up and ready to go. That don't ever fucking happen.
I got a comment from the chat room, Jeffrey. A listener says that that was a very corny story. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, at least we know who's cleaning up the throw up when we do the reality show.
Oh, hell no.
You are
unless you have an immediate family member die and we're doing shot or we're just chugging out a bottle, bitch. You are on your motherfucking own.
No, man, you already put it out there. You're the official throw up person.
Bullshit.
Well, at least in all of my drunken stupors, I'm not a puker. I don't puke, so I'm the drunkest one of the bunch, I think. So at least you don't have to worry about my puke.
Yeah, I've been good. I haven't thrown up. I mean, it's been a good long
time.
Except
when you took out your laptop, bitch.
Yeah, how long ago was that, though? That was like a year ago now.
Yeah, but that don't mean we're safe. You ain't out the woods, bitch. But you know what? Is anybody else like this? I cannot throw up in a dirty toilet. If I notice any kind of dirt on a toilet, I have to clean it. So I'll be puking, spraying the fucking bleach cleaner.
No, no.
Wiping the toilet down.
If I puke, it has to be in a sink. This bitch don't go near a toilet.
Oh, I will punch you in the face if you puke in the sink in my house. I'm sorry.
I will clog your shit.
I will fucking kill you dead.
I make it a point, at least in my new apartment, I have a sink in the kitchen with a disposal. So if I do happen to toss my cookies, I got the choice of the toilet or the sink. So if I do go in the sink, it's all right. But I guess I've clogged up some showers and sinks back in my day because, you know, usually after I've been drinking, I tend to get a little hungry. So I put down some cookies, some coffee, some ice cream, some Doritos, some ranch dip, you know, and
ew.
Oh, honey, that stuff comes looking up like a freaking Cinco de Mayo festival, let me tell you.
Ew. Speaking of festivals,
okay.
I have some news.
Oh.
Woo-hoo. That's worthy of celebration.
Well, preach it to the world, child, preach it to the world. We want to hear your story.
I'm going to host a new TV show that is like a beach party, like a pool party, and then
cool. It's
videos in the middle, and it's going to be on Cool TV, and I'm, they said it's like a new modern Soul Train, so I said you only Soul Train because my name's Katrina Johnson.
We like it.
You are stupid.
You're going to show up and they're going to be like, oh, you're blonde? Oh, my bad. We thought you had just braids, girl.
Yeah. Then they have seen your headshot.
I love it.
And not the
You'd
black and white.
You'd be good for that, Katrina. You'd be really good for that. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I just talk shit in between videos and that's that.
And when does this come out? When can we see you? What's happening?
I don't know. I have a meeting right now to skedaddle to, so I got to hang up with you guys.
Oh.
Skedaddle.
So what you're really saying is there isn't a TV deal, but you got a man waiting by your side, so you got to go have a cocktail.
Well, yes, yes, and yes, except he says he's not putting out, and I do have a meeting, actually.
Oh, my. He sounds great.
Love it.
There is a man.
What the hell? Damn it.
Wow.
Yeah, there is a man. No, there is a meeting. Come on, I have a meeting. It's really happening. I'll keep you posted. What is he wearing? What is he wearing? What does he have on?
That's too easy. How many tablespoons?
I don't know. How many
Weight
Watcher points? I don't know. But I'm not going
to
find out.
Let's cut to the chase. How big is his stranger wood?
Well, he's 6'5", so I'll let you fill in the blank.
Well, no, why don't you just ask him?
Why don't I just let you think about that? I'll let you marinate on that.
Marinate on it. What? This bitch thinks she Martha Stewart over here. Why don't you marinate on it for a few hours?
We talking
really
about that corn again? Marinate
really
in some whiskey.
I mean, think about it. Mike, how tall are you, Mike?
5'7".
5'7", and he's got a donkey. So his height means nothing, guys. Trust me.
Yeah,
but you said he was 6'5". He's probably got an eeny weeny, teeny weeny, shriveled little short dick.
don't want. With captions and pictures by tomorrow. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but should I see it, I will let you know.
Well, ask him if he can blow himself. That's what the curious minds of Unscripted Radio really want to know.
Let me give you some very strong business advice before you go. If the deal hinges on whether or not he goes to bed with you, you should go to bed with him. And that's my business tip for the day.
That's a horrible tip. You would make the worst manager ever. He just put you straight on the couch.
Can I just give you, my spin on Mike's work? Get the check first, bitch, and then fuck his ass all the way home.
There you go.
See, these guys here, Katrina, I'm not stopping anybody. I'm going to do a TV show. That's it. There's no stopping there. You go straight to the casting couch with these people over here. It's like, don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Give it up. I know. There's no love.
I'm saying get paid first. Get your own money first. And then fuck that jolly stick.
Oh. All right, I gotta go, guys. I'll give you a report tomorrow.
All right, we're looking forward to that.
We want 10% for the business advice. Bye.
Oh,
this shiesty bitch. Okay, so did y'all see the drama that happened today?
Oh, are you referring to our Facebook page?
Yeah, and you know I don't normally like to call this shit out, but I've got to tonight because. So, you know, our crazy bitch that is Karen's stalker, that stalks Karen's page, gonna go talk some shit on Unscripted Radio page, and then everybody got their ass hairs in an uproar and was like, oh my God! Oh my God! Do you see this bitch? Oh my God! Well, don't I get a phone call this afternoon from my grandmother? Talk about Jeffrey! There is some girl on Facebook talking shit about you. She called you a fag, and she called she was saying awful things. Oh, Jeff, did you see this? Why is it coming to my email? I don't understand what's happening.
What did she call you?
What?
What did she call you?
She called me a faggot.
Oh, wow. She's so
That's big. Okay. She used a few choice words for you as well.
Oh, I know. She's already been on my page. She used those words on my page. She used them on Nakia's page. She's used them on Blake's page. I mean, this person has absolutely no fucking life. And it's like, it's almost comical how she just continues. She has nothing to do. She just continues to create accounts and just, like, she'll, like, try to harass you for, like, 10 minutes. And everybody, everyone obviously hates her. They would stone her if they knew, like, who she was. They would, you know, the Power Ranger fans would kill her if they could and not go to jail for it. It's just, like... She doesn't realize, like, we have careers, we have lives. You can call me every name in the book, and I'm still going to do me. I'm still going to keep working, and I'm still going to, like, annoy the fuck out of you because you got to listen to me on Unscripted Radio, and you got to follow me around on my Facebook page and hear about all my wonderful things that happen in my life. It's obviously pretty fucking miserable. Thank you.
What's so ridiculous?
It's like, anyone who does that, it's just like, it's just ridiculous. No,
this bitch is like, wait to see what I do. Wait to see what I do. Them bitches is going to kill themselves. Bitch, what the fuck are you going to say online that's going to make me kill myself? Like, you need to fucking get a life and go kill yourself because you're a waste of fucking breath. Like, this fool is an asshole. And then they fucking talk about, I'm going to be on scripted tonight. I'm going to call in. Well, call in, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what that is? I hate to agree with Jake Pentland on a lot of issues, but here's the thing. Like, in this case, stop being a cyber bully pussy. Pick up the damn phone. Let your chunky fingers do the walking if you can do that without hitting too many buttons at once because your fingers are too big. Maybe you need one of those phones you speak into.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can call me TTY. And we'll chat, and I'll tell you what's up.
TTY, Michael, you such an asshole. But you know what? The kids in the chat room are posting the supposed number of this person, and they're like, call them, call the person. And I'm really fucking tempted. I might have to do it on my off time.
Right. I don't didn't want to waste my time because this is the thing. If you're so big and bad, call us, bitch. Call us and say whatever the fuck you have balls to say. Say what you think you can say. All this cyberbullying and all these posts and, you know, you're not doing anything but hurting your own feelings. We're not affected by you. So if you're that tough, call us. Call us. Let them through. Whoever you're running the switch for tonight, let them through.
Like, I just don't understand.
They don't have the balls to do it. Trust me. They could have called in. They knew Unscripted Radio. They knew about this show. But they didn't call in.
Everyone knows about us. Are you kidding me? Well, look, I mean, here's my thing. And normally I wouldn't bitch about this thing. I wouldn't give people the time of day. But look, I'm the one that gets stuck.
No, it's fun now. I feel like we've got to take this head on.
That gets stuck cleaning out the friggin' email inbox, okay? Whenever you people post something, it gets in my email. And then I got to clean it up. Do you know there was like 120 fucking emails in there today? That I had, excuse my French, that I had to clean up because, oh my God, she called Karen Ashman the N-word. Oh my God, Jeffrey helped me to spam it on the message board. Oh my God.
You know what, though? I appreciate that, though, because a lot of people care about us and a lot of people enjoy the show. So they were shocked and appalled. And there's a way, Mike, that we can delete those messages.
Oh, I already did. I went on. Topher did. And then I went and blocked the bitch again.
Let's give it up for Topher. He was put a good old service announcement on there and was like, first of all, we might banter, we might do whatever, but that is not allowed and you will be blocked. And he did a great job.
And
he's one of our interns and it's like, I mean, amazing. So I do appreciate everyone being so offended because it's stupid. Like, it is ridiculous. It is offensive. But it's like maybe the fifth time this stupid person has done this, so it's like, really? Do you really think you're moving a point?
Fucking bitch
really
is a crackhead with Pikachu funk. Her crotch itches so fucking bad, she broke off every one of her motherfucking Lee Press-On nails because she's the prettiest girl in the whole fucking development in her fucking double wide trailer park from the 60s that fucking made out of tin cans.
Okay, all right, look. I just want to put it out there that it was not me that made fun of the trailer park folks this time around.
Oh, no. I'm not making fun of the classy trailer parks. I'm talking about the ones with the fucking tin cans from the fucking 60s. Ain't been updated. They fucking windows hanging out the side of them. They got orange shag carpeting and shit. This bitch is nasty. Her pussy stank.
Oh, my God.
And I know my grandmother's listening right now, which makes it even more funny.
Right, I love it. I hope she's listening. And
she's like, I'm calling in. I want to hear this bitch call in so you can fuck her up.
Yeah, call in. It's like you, the N-word, that's all you got? Do you know how many, people who actually died over that word? I'm in a whole other generation. So that word means absolutely nothing today. It means nothing. It's in every rap song. It's like people sing that song and shake their ass at the same time. So you calling me that means nothing. Maybe 100 years ago it might have meant something, but it doesn't mean anything today. We've gone beyond that. So whatever. She's a jerk. Hello,
who
is it? I hope it's your dumbass.
Well, let's see. It's area code 111. Suspicious.
It's a block number.
It's international.
Well, last time it was the crazy cat lady. Let's see who it is today.
Who is it?
You just
Hello,
grandma, ain't you?
Number.
Hello, Jeffrey, is that you, baby?
It's grandma.
Yeah, grandma.
Hey, I'm just loving this show. I'm just laughing my ass off over here. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the show.
Good. Did you hear about somebody trying to cyberbully us?
Oh, it's all over our computer, honey. We got to clean it up.
I know we're gonna one up them. We're gonna radio online bully them.
Oh yeah, go for it. I just had to call Jeffrey this afternoon. It was a crack up. I couldn't believe it. I said, "Oh my God, look at the email." What nasty language.
They didn't even realize how crazy we were.
Yeah, I know. They love it. Oh, you're great. You're great. You're great. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Go get that girl. She is crazy.
Don't worry. You know, I'll fucking tear my hair off, get my stiletto heel, and I'll pop that bitch right in her fucking face. I'll call the police and tell them I did it.
We need girls and boys on this show.
Fuck that, honey. I'm a faggot. I can hit a bitch.
I'd like to hear both of you go at it.
Right.
And you know she ugly as fuck. She probably look like a truck driver.
That's why she keeps filling people's... The poor people, she keeps filling their, like, hacking into their accounts.
You've got to give her a little time now.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Oh, God.
Well, Grandma, we're gonna beat her ass before the end of the night.
There you go. I hope one of these days she calls in. Oh, God,
I hope
you really kick her ass.
It would make her
whole Jerry Springer.
It'd make her whole lot. We would, like, get her phone number off the caller ID.
Well,
and,
what
like,
the hell is she so mad about you guys, anyway?
I don't know.
She's crazy. She didn't take her medicine. She's like our crazy cousin. I can't say her name on air because you know that bitch are probably listening. But you know that one, she stole all that money from her kids, and she crazy. We didn't invite her to the wedding. I'm hoping she shows up because she don't take her crazy pills. She used to have a business and was married to a nice man with some cash flow, but then left him and then married the other guy and then left him. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Like, oh, God, yeah, honey, we know. Yeah. Ooh. Jeffrey, you gotta stop saying that word too. You got me saying fuck all the time.
Ollie,
and I'm just loving it, really, you know. Gee. These people call me up and they all talk in politics and they want to get on and they want to talk about these people that are running and all this shit. And I say, you know what I tell them? I said, please don't waste my time because I'm not voting anymore. Because they all say the same crap, and they never do nothing. Goodbye.
Grandpa, what the hell are you talking about? You having a seizure or something over there? What the fuck?
People that call you on the phone, you know, and then they give you this line about they call you and bother you, you know, especially when you're doing something, you run and answer the phone, you know. And they're talking politics, and they want you to vote for this dude and that dude.
Oh,
they got your number. You got to get on the no-call list.
Yeah, and so I just tell them, I'm not voting anymore, honey, because they're all full of shit. They all talk, and they don't walk the walk. Goodbye.
Grandma, get them going.
What?
You got to get them going like I do. Be like, bitch, I ain't fucking listening to this shit because I'm a dyke and I lick pussy, and just hang up.
Oh, God. Well, maybe I'll try that next time. That sounds like fun.
Okay,
I will.
Fuck with them real hard. I do it all the time. They call and ask for the lady at the house one day who does the grocery shop, and I'm like, ain't no fucking lady here. We faggots. Click.
Click.
Oh, gotta love it. Gotta love it. Okay, I'll let you guys get back to your show. Maybe,
bye, Grandma. I know. Hopefully she called. We'll keep you posted.
Okay, honey. Okay, nice talking to you. Hi, Mike. Nice talking to you, babe.
You too. I'll see you at the wedding.
Okay, honey. And goodbye, Jeffrey.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good
everybody
home.
Listening,
okay.
That's my grandmother, who's the singer. She's going to be singing at the wedding. So I need you to go on YouTube and look up Diane Laporta. D-I-A-N-E. L-A-P-O-R-T-A. Go look it up YouTube. Diane Laporta. The songs are There I Said It Again. And, oh, shit. Really? My Heart Belongs to Only You. Go look them up. Tell her how much you love them. Do it for me, kids. Go run right over there over to YouTube right now. Go do that, okay? God love her.
Oh,
she's
boy.
A hoot.
Oh,
this bitch was ready. I'm telling you. She's been fucking. She called me and she was like, I hope that bitch calls in. She ain't playing. My grandmother don't fuck around.
Mm-mm. Grandma Diane, everybody. Jeffrey, we got to get your grandma on a sort of an off-her-rockers Betty White sort of deal segment for our show. I think that'd be a hoot.
You know, I heard her voice, and it kind of reminded me of Kathy Griffin's mom, you know, the one that's always drinking the wine.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except it's very rare I can get my grandmother to drink because she's too busy popping her fucking pills. I'm just kidding. so get my ass kicked. I'm just kidding.
I know. Your cruise is for a bruising.
She's coming to clean. She's going to fuck me up.
We already got a fight on our hands. Like, we can't have another one, Jeffrey.
I know. Where are all the guys in the chat room? You go get that bitch to call in. Go fucking fuck with her. Tell her she's a piece of shit, and we're going to fucking Power Ranger pimp slap the fuck out of her. Wait a minute. Oh, they need the number to the... And you know that bitch is listening right now. You know she fucking is. Hold on.
You know.
Let me play... Michael, I want to play one of those demos with the phone number. Where the fuck they at?
I think I deleted them all. We don't have any more.
No. Michael.
323-417-6705. If you call that line right now, child, it's 323-417-6705. We will instill the light of Christ deep inside of you. You know I said it once, and I've heard it from a very wise man. Success comes from within, children. Success comes from within. You got to reach deep down inside of you and pull it up by your bootstraps. That's 323-417-6705. Push one, and you can show us some love.
I love that.
I got so, that sounded like a fucking ad for True Blood.
No, she's gonna be like such a dumbass. She's too scared.
Oh God!
Anybody
all right,
has
well,
to like attack Facebook pages or people too scared to actually call someone.
Oh God, we're running a little bit behind schedule. We got to get to the news we haven't
tell
done three news on this show and. God, come on. But we'll roll with it anyway.
Well, I'm going to fuck this up. I think they
need to go to college. All right. Well, here you go. Let's start out with this. I hope you all have your body parts on you tonight because an investigation is trying to determine whether a pair of lungs that were found on a Los Angeles County sidewalk and where they came from. What appear to be internal organs were found on the sidewalk at 8:30 p.m. Sunday on South Avalon Boulevard in South Los Angeles. The coroner's office is now in possession of the organs to perform testing to determine if, in fact, they are lungs and whether they belong to an animal or a human. We'll keep you updated on that one as developing news breaks. Also, a health alert tonight. I advise you to wear a scarf. Yes, sunny San Diego seems like the place a vampire would not likely be found, but local police have arrested a man who has what only can be described as vampire teeth. Yes, the sharp-toothed suspect, whose name has not been released, is accused of attacking a homeless man and threatening to kill him. Early Monday morning, police were called to a shopping center in the La Jolla section of San Diego for someone who saw a victim standing outside a CVS pharmacy. And if this were made into law, I think we would all be in trouble on this show, rather. Watch your mouth. Officials fed up with public swearing in one town say that forcing the potty mouth to pay up might be the right antidote. Residents attending a town meeting in Middleborough, Massachusetts on Monday night were scheduled to vote on whether to impose a $20 fine for public swearing. Now, officials insist the proposal offered by the town's police chief is not intended to censor casual or private conversations, but to instead crack down on loud, profanity-laden language used by teens and other young people in the downtown area and public parks. Well, you know what I have to say to that? Those little goddamn fuckers need their mouths washed out.
I almost pissed.
From the Primetime Update News Cafe, my bar stool in my kitchen, I'm Mike J. Jeff and Karen, back to you. God bless you. Peace out.
He's
going to
say GB and then God bless you 2 seconds later.
Right.
Only on Unscripted Radio.
Wasn't that one of his rules, too, that he came up with, that we can't say TV?
Yeah.
I got yelled at because I say it every once in a while.
Special.
Yeah. And then 2 seconds later, he says, God bless you. We're all going to hell, boy. We're going to be in hell with Tammy Doe.
You remember when we used to do real news on this show, like bombs in Pakistan and stuff?
We don't have that anymore.
We just like skip over those articles now.
Yeah, well, you know, we gotta be sensational. But get this. All right, I got a question for you guys. So, Jeffrey.
Speaking.
If somebody put the bounty on Joseph's head, and you could only declare how much he was worth in denomination of animals, how much would he be worth?
What? Are you smoking crack again?
I promise.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, all right. Here we go. So, you know how the U.S. government occasionally puts out bounties on, you know, trying to get information on, like, Al-Qaeda leaders and stuff like that. Well, here we go. In exchange for information about Barack Obama, one of the leaders of the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has offered 10 camels for information on President Obama. Here's the quote, and I love this. All right, so according to Reuters, Al-Shabaab Fahd Mohammed Khalaf said whoever reveals the hideout of the idiot Obama will be rewarded with 10 camels, and whoever reveals the hideout of the old woman Hillary Clinton will be rewarded 10 chickens and 10 roosters.
Wow. So you get more money for Hillary than Obama, huh? More
apparently,
camels.
I don't know if camels aren't worth that much. I mean, I don't know if they're female camels or a mix of male and female, so you can make some more camels.
You gotta be careful. That motherfucker spit. That's no joke.
What's crazy to me is that they're like Cammy Doe. They're stupid. They have nothing else to do but, like, try to hunt down and ruin America. Like, really, terrorists, like, you have nothing else to do but come over here and bother us. We ain't bothering you. We got out of there. We ain't even over there no more. And the only reason we went over there is because y'all were acting stupid. Somebody had to go save your people because you were killing them for no apparent reason and torturing children. So it's like, why come over here and ruin our great day? Yeah, we got a lot. We've worked hard for it. We've created things. We've, you know, worked really hard throughout the years to have everything that America has. Yeah, we live abundantly. We might be wasteful. We may not be the smartest people. But why the fuck you gonna come over here and, like, ruin our day? We've worked hard for this type of lifestyle. We've worked hard. You know, we're not bothering nobody. What the hell?
I love how she says that we're not the smartest people.
We're not. You know we're not. You know Japanese people.
Listen.
Japanese and Chinese got us beat.
Anyone who listens to this radio program obviously doesn't have much intelligence. I'm just
saying.
Wait, they don't have what? You calling the people that listen to this show stupid?
Well, look, I'm saying there, you know, look, you got 100-watt light bulb folks and maybe 40-watt light bulb folks. We're playing with the 40-watt light bulb folks.
I think we're playing with smart people, because the reality of this is that you got to really be in a good place in your life to need to, like, just unwind and listen to a meaningless radio station. You know? Like, I would listen to us because... And I consider myself pretty smart. But that's the thing. That's not my point. My point is, we know we're not the smartest. I mean, obviously, the Japanese and the Chinese people, they work much harder to be academically smart, and they're really cutting edge on technology.
Oh,
but Americans have, we have had so many, we work so hard to have beautiful things and to, you know, do what we do and live the lifestyle that we live. I am sorry you are stuck in a desert. And, you know, I'm sorry that it's miserable over there, that all you want to do is kill yourself to prove a point, you know. Like, I think a terrorist is like, worse than a cyberbully. Like, it's like, really? All you have to do is torture someone and beat on someone and prove your point. And what is it for? Like, what point do you prove if you die? You know, if you're a suicide bomber, what point did you really prove? I don't know. They come a dime a dozen these days.
Look,
now,
say
like,
this
suicide
much.
Bombers are all over the place. So it's like, what point did you really prove?
I'm probably going to get some hate mail for this one, but I got to say that the cyberbullies might actually be worse than the terrorists. I mean, at least the terrorists have cojones to go and blow some shit up. Damn cyberbullies don't do shit except for talk smack on Facebook. That's all I'm saying.
I just think it's all stupid. I think I wouldn't. I can't imagine. It's really sad when a goat or a chicken is worth more than someone's life. You know, and you must really be in an impoverished situation to go, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to kill someone to get some goats and some chickens. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Heaven help you. Heaven so, help you.
So, Jeffrey, I ask you again, how many chickens is Joseph worth?
On a good day.
On a good day, a 10-piece family meal at KFC.
I'm still tripping because these bitches in the chat room gave me this crazy motherfucker's YouTube channel, and I'm over there looking at the videos, and I'm just like, really?
Really? Like, they actually show their face?
No, like, and I don't know. I think the person, like, grabs other people's videos and, like, I'm not really sure what the fuck I'm looking at, and I'm just kind of like, oh, you know what? This is a little too crazy for me. I'm sorry. But they're like, you're the Power Ranger fandom and Unscripted Radio. And, like, I'm just like, really, really, really? Like, this, you know what? It ain't even worth my time fucking with this bitch. Because, oh, man. Bitch is fucking two snowflakes short of a blizzard type shit. You know what I'm saying? Bitch needs some lithium.
Right. Go get on drugs or go do whatever you need to do.
But you remember what the fuck was that movie?
She needs medicine.
Anybody
who's crazy like that needs to go see a doctor and get some medicine.
Like, but what kills me, why stop watching this motherfucker's videos, people?
Right, like there's a million views. There better not be more views on her videos than Grow Up Already. That's all I gotta say.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you need to plug that.
Right. Oh, gosh. That's crazy. Hello, come in. Who is it?
Get the caller 702.
Hello.
702. Hola.
How are you guys doing?
We're great. Who is this?
It's Bree.
Hi, Bree. What's up, girl?
Does anyone else besides Miss Cat call in from Vegas, or is it just me?
No, we've had other people.
Usually, like, I always like to call in and chit-chat because I am a talker, just like Jason.
Oh, yeah. We know, girlfriend. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just can't believe that all of this just started again. I'm like, really, people?
I know.
We don't need any problems.
Right. We want problems, though. We keep telling her to call in. Call in. We want problems. She's too scared to call us. She'll post all over our Facebook walls, but she won't call. I think she's going to talk.
What I think it is like, with all of these other people where they're like, oh, I'll do it online because then they can't see me and then they can't, like, physically give it to me. And I'm just like, no wonder.
I know. But, yeah. It takes a real special person to do what she does. And that's being sarcastic.
But I figured I would call in now because I'm probably going to forget to call in on Wednesday since
okay.
I have a concert to go to on Thursday and then Saturday's my birthday. So, yay.
Woohoo! Happy birthday.
It's going to be kind of like a casual birthday with nothing to actually do, but... Hey.
That's all right. Thank God you're alive.
But, hey, I get to see a favorite person next week, so I'm very, very excited.
And who might that be?
Guess who it is.
I think you told me. Is it who you told me?
It's someone that
that you guys have talked about on the show.
Okay.
And it's the supposed love child of the boy's story, as
uh-oh,
it's told.
Oh,
so
boy.
I get to see him.
Aww.
I get to see him next week, so it's gonna be fun.
Yay! Well, you gotta give him my love. I'll see him in a few months. I love Blake. He's a sweetheart.
He's going to be here for a tournament, so I'm gonna hopefully find out how much it costs to go watch it, so that I can cheer on.
Really cool. You stay in the know, girlfriend. You definitely stay in the know.
And I had a shirt made just for the occasion, which I'm
awesome.
Going to wear.
Awesome.
And then, of course,
that's really good. Thank you so much for keeping us posted on your social life, girl. You got all kinds of social game.
Oh, yeah, so far. But once September, well, once August is over with, then it's going to smooth out. And then there's,
mm-hmm,
at the end of September, another big concert, and I'm just all excited.
Very cool.
I'm excited.
Cool.
But
well,
as of right now, I'm most excited about MorphinCon. Yay.
Well, we'll see you. We can't wait to meet you. But thank you so much for calling in. We're counting down the days to the MorphinCon. We're all going to have a really good time.
Oh, yeah. Well, have a good evening, guys.
You
okay,
as well.
Calling. Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Absolutely. As Bree mentioned, yeah, MorphinCon is just around the corner, and we're totally psyched about that. Details are up on our website. You can check
mm-hmm.
out the information. And, of course, it's still not too late to donate to our campaign to get us more funding for Unscripted Reality. As you guys know, we're going to be filming a reality show in L.A. during MorphinCon. So the more funding that we can get for our show, the more that we're going to be able to put together and the more crazy, outrageous stuff we're going to be able to do. So unscriptedradio.com and click on the donate button.
Thank you. Thank you in advance because we got some funny stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What now?
I know. He was screening a car.
I'm on the move. Well, and I keep realizing I'm fucking muting myself because I've been watching these YouTube videos. I'm telling you, this is better than a fucking daytime soap opera. Like, okay, so apparently I went to some other page, which is anonymous something or other, and if you've ever seen, I think this fucking thing, the thing was called V or something, where a guy with a goofy mask gets on, and he's like, hello, I am blah, 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 and he's like trying to help the world, save the world. It kind of reminded me of Zorro, but wasn't. So this guy's like, to the Power Ranger fandom and the Legion of Zuni, what? I mean, it's crazy shit. They're like, we will defeat Cammy. Unscripted Radio, please help us by threading our videos.
Wow.
This is the fucking
we got a shout
out? What? Dude, I'm telling you. Like, and it's some guy, because you could see behind the mask in his hands that it's a guy. I don't know, but apparently he's trying to stop Cammy. Hey. You gotta go watch.
You gotta make it fresh. You all right?
Yeah, are you okay, Jeffrey?
What?
Bust a blood vessel or something.
You don't understand. You gotta go watch this shit. Like, I can't even be mad.
You love her now? Are you in love with Cam?
This shit, I'm telling you, I can cancel my cable. I don't need to watch True Blood no more because these fucking people are crazy. Oh, shit. Oh,
they take this stuff very seriously. They don't like this stuff.
I think it's fantastic.
Like it,
I'm sorry. Y'all can be mad at me all you want. But whoever is that little anonymous person making those videos, that shit is funny as fuck. I'm sorry. That's fantastic. I'm trying to...
Listen, while you were busy, did you screen the call? I saw you were in the screening room.
Well, I tried, but whoever it was don't know their own fucking phone number, and they said hello. And I was like, hello. And then they didn't say nothing. I was like, is this blah, 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 blah. They're like, hello? I said, hello? Oh, you know what? Never mind. I didn't screen the call because my phone was muted that whole time. That's why they were confused.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
All
right.
After
well,
all of that.
Let's just
go for it.
Let's just do this.
Can
all right. It's unmuting itself. There's a slight digital delay. 281. Who be you? Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up? Karen Ashley, Michael Bell,
what?
Houston, Texas. Woo, woo, woo.
All
woo,
right.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
I haven't heard from you, Karen, in a long time.
Oh, hi. How are you? I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that.
Karen,
but yeah, so about the bull crap that happened on Facebook today. Yeah.
Tell me what you think about it.
Huh?
Tell me what you think about it.
Well, you're speaking to one of the main victims who has been dealing with her for 2 years and who has been harassed by her, impersonated by her, hacked by her.
Wow. That sucks.
I know, right?
Who is this person, and why do they keep being able to be on Facebook? Like, can't Facebook find their URL or something? Or
this,
I don't know.
Again,
what
this has been going on for 2 years, and me and my friend has been severely attacked by her,
right.
calling us hackers and all these other bull crap, which is, you know, not true, because none of us
right.
can hack, and... No, she's been doing this for 2 years now, and it's been attacking us directly, and then getting other people involved, and it's been caused a huge, huge amount of stress for us.
Honey, you need to just embrace this bitch and just take it in fun because this is real.
Oh, wait, hold on. You know, there has been a few good things that has happened to us. And until finally, you know what? It's just basically, you know what? It's like this.
What the fuck just happened?
Here's one example. It's like, you know, if she calls us a stupid idiot, then we transpose her problems. We transpose to what she says. Wow, thank you for calling yourself an idiot. I'm so sorry that you're an idiot. Wow. She has over 200 Facebook accounts all over on Facebook, which is very sad.
So I want to know which one of you it is, because obviously if one of you got a screw loose, I say this with love, but obviously it's one of your friends, and y'all just fucking with the other one. And who's the anonymous person?
I don't know who anonymous is. Anybody can be anonymous. If you're well aware of the anonymous groups, Karen, you're anonymous. Jeff, you're anonymous. Mike, you're anonymous. Everybody on the chat right now is
anonymous. Bitch, my name is Jeffrey. That's my name.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Anybody can be anonymous. How do I know that you're...
He's saying no one knows who that is, Jeffrey. That's what he's saying.
Oh, come on. You got to see pictures. Just send me the pictures of all your friends. I'm going to tell you who it is because you can see half their fucking head in the video. Come on. Shit.
No, it's just like this, dude. I mean, hell, that could be you. You on YouTube right now.
Bitch, my face
you.
Is too fat to be under that mask.
Well, I mean, this is fantastic.
Y'all got to stop getting mad because I'm telling you what, I'm going to eat into this shit. Ooh, this is fantastic. It's a better soap opera. But I'm telling you, boo-boo, it's one of y'all. It ain't nobody you don't know. It ain't no Cammy Garrison. It's one of you. It's one of y'all bitches.
Do you know who it is?
One of us?
Like, do you know who she is? Like, has anyone ever seen her, met her?
Cammy Garrison? One of Cammy's videos is uploaded on Anonymous's YouTube channel for people to see. So, you know, next time you're on, so if you want to see what she looks like, Search for his videos. Search for his videos, and you will see what Cameron Garrison looks like.
Wow.
And it's a dude, right, or is it a girl? I still am confused.
Wait.
It's a woman like both.
Cameron Garrison or Anonymous? A dude. What are you talking about?
Cammy, is that a dude or a chick?
Cammy Garrison is a chick, a fat chick.
Oh.
Get her all day long.
I don't even think it's just Cammy Garrison. I think it's one of y'all. I think whoever is doing the Anonymous videos is Cammy Garrison, and they're just doing it because it's fun,
entertaining, wait, listen,
and it's
listen.
Publicity.
Anonymous is not Cammy, dude. Anonymous is helping us out. He's
exposing
her.
You're telling me somebody's got enough time in their day and they're paying the bills that they're going to make these videos putting on a mask because they're worried about people being offended?
Yes, they do that all the time. Like, that's why YouTube is so famous, because everyone puts videos. Everyone posts videos. We're the only ones who are behind times and don't ever post any videos. Like,
yeah, we're lame.
We're at home and people have, you know, everybody's got sophisticated, you know, webcams, and they do it all the time. But he's right. They have been dealing with this for about 2 years, and people's accounts do get hacked. And then it's like you, all your stuff, your friends get these horrible emails. It is a hassle.
If you want proof and see all the proof that of what Cammy has been doing, Anonymous 8522 in his videos will show you everything what she has been doing.
Well, I don't understand.
I'm watching it,
and it's funny. It's better than a soap opera for me.
It's like a Barbara Walters 2020 exclusive. Oy.
Like, this bit, there's one video.
Wait, say that again,
Karen?
I just don't understand how Facebook can't stop her, because they're pretty sophisticated with what they do.
Well, we tried the police. My police officer stated there's no crime here. And I had a friend of mine who called the police when Cammy impersonated me on YouTube with a different name. Then supposedly I posted her phone number for the whole world to see, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, she thought it was me. My friend thought I did it, and, you know, because of the phone number thing.
Right.
So she blocked me on everywhere, and, you know, and then we became enemies, and she thought I did it. So she called the police, and the police officer came, and she explained the police officer and everything. The police officer stated, cyberbully victims should have the computer taken away.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Is that Facebook or whoever could track this motherfucker's IP address.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it doesn't really
lives.
Make sense to me.
Where she
but
lives.
I'm saying, so if they're sure that this person, I'm going to grab my cell phone. I'm going to call this other number right quick. I'll do it on air. And I'll see if they answer
well,
the phone.
All right,
and I
well,
ask them.
Listen, we got to, I got the switchboard lighting up. Apparently this Facebook thing is just going crazy. So,
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, it's really a bunch of stress relief to tell you guys this and stuff. And, I mean, all this shit does need to stop. Excuse my language.
That's
all
right. FCC doesn't live here. All right. Thank you, Michael from Texas. We appreciate it.
Later.
Peace right there.
God bless. Peace be with you. Round 'em cowboy. Mm.
Oh, this is so much fun. Michael, there's a new number. Try that one first. I want to see if it's
okay.
This bitch calling in.
All right. 574. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mom. Hello.
It is not Cammy, guys. It's Heather.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, it's who?
It's Heather.
Yes, that's me.
Oh, Heather Ray.
We love you, Heather.
Yes, that's Heather Ray. That's me.
We love you. We're happy to hear your voice, but I'm not going to lie. I was really hoping you were Cammy.
I'm sorry. I thought I would give you guys a quick background on who Cammy is, and I am currently looking up her number.
I love it.
Don't say it on air, though, because I don't want to get sued.
Yeah,
yeah,
don't get on the air, but you can give it when you're ready to give it to us. We'll pull you in the chat room and we can get it. But
yeah,
get
well, I think Allison or somebody in the chat room is getting it for me, and I'm gonna call this bitch on my cell phone.
Don't call your number, and then it'll really be it. She'll be calling you at all hours of the night.
Okay, fine. I'll go in the screening room and call her. Hurry up, somebody give me that number.
Okay, here we go.
No, don't give it to me on air. Put it
no, I'm not. Dude, calm down.
All right. Heather and Jeff, I'm going to send you two to the screening room so you can chat amongst yourselves for a minute and sort this out.
Okay.
We'll be with you shortly. All right.
Calm down.
I cannot even handle this right now. This is just...
This is like high school.
All right, well, all right. Let's see. I got a 319. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You all know who I am.
No, I don't have my list in front of me. Who are you?
It's Toku.
Oh, hey, Toku.
My number one guy. What's up, man? We're going to kick this bitch's ass.
I'm just a little bit occupied right now, too, so just excuse all the noise you may hear. Hold on. It's unlocked.
What's unlocked? What's going on over there?
Oh, one of my friends is trying to get in a door, and it's unlocked, but it's not opening.
Well, listen, lock your doors. I hear there's a crazy Cammy on the loose.
Yeah?
Hey, Toku, call us back when you're done with your friend.
Okay, got it. Never mind. Sorry. Anyway, here's what the situation with Cammy, and I've been through the whole thing. She doesn't just use other people's accounts. She uses other people's accounts that have ties to the fandom.
Mm.
Okay, now here's a name that's going to ring a bell with you, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Fenaro.
Okay, I think I've heard that name before.
What about him? He's one of the people that run Morphicon.
Yes.
Or help. She's actually impersonated him to the point where, and I'll admit this straight up, I made an accusation. Shouldn't have been made, but it was done. What's done is done. I've already told him, you know, I'm sorry. We've been dealing with this for how long now? And it wasn't intended to be a strike at you. The fact of the matter is, what she wants, essentially... She thinks the entire internet belongs to her and no one else should be allowed on it at all.
So she's like certified crazy, basically.
Certified crazy? That's taking it lightly.
Right.
She's actually admitted on one of her videos to have schizophrenia, but not taking her meds, which you know where that leads.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I just called this person and left them a voice message.
You left them a moist message? What kind of moist message did you leave, Jeffrey?
I said, hi, if you are the person that is, this is Jeff from Unscripted Radio. If you are the person that's leaving some hate speech on our wall, we would like to talk to you. Please call us back at 3-2.
Wow.
Oh, I'm like, now I don't know that it's you for not, but if it is you, if you could call us back, because we'd like to have you on the show.
Oh my God.
Well, like Mike said, and like what Heather was saying, and if Heather's still on, she might want to jump her in too.
Well, yeah, she's here somewhere. Hold on, there she is.
Hi.
Hey, Heather.
Okay.
The basis is she believes that. She thinks that all people regarding Power Rangers are evil.
Don't lock the door, Toku. Don't lock the door.
I already heard that, and I summed him up.
Just saying.
Anyway, she thinks that nothing on the internet should be anyone else's, that everything should belong to her. You remember the situation with Chris Fenaro, don't you, Heather?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. You see, we're not trying to put the drama on to you guys, but we are trying to inform people, and I feel personally that among everyone who's been hit, and that includes Blake Foster, Jason David Frank's Wall, everything.
Right.
Everything has been hit at least once by her.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who tries to
give the bitch a cookie and move on.
Well, and that's the thing. We would move on. We really would, and I'd love to. I'd love to in a heartbeat. I'd love to be done with it. But the only reason that we can't be done with it. Hell yeah, Mike. The only reason we can't be done with it is because the proper authorities won't do shit. I've asked my cops what they can do about cyberbullying. They've said nothing. Everybody
yeah.
else has asked. The only person that has an actual hacking thing on record is one of the people in the chat room. One of the people whom I'm very attached to. And
that would be Alice.
All right, okay. Look.
But my point is, me, Heather, Alice, and Mike have been on the front lines of this for 2 years. When
mm-hmm.
she first started going after, who was the first person she went after? Wasn't it Blake?
Oh my god. She's on the
yes,
air.
I know, Raquel.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
You know,
oh,
yeah.
Well, guys, okay, they're all
day.
Saying they can't do anything. She's saying she's going to make you kill yourself or make you commit suicide. So that is technically a threat. So
yeah.
Just go do what you got to do because, I mean, okay, here's the thing. I am now a fan of whoever the fuck Anonymous is. Y'all is funny as shit. This is really kind of amusing to me, so I'm going to pay attention.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny as fuck.
And that's part of what we want, is someone who's not directly involved to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I speak for Mike, I think I speak for Heather, and I think I speak for Allison when I say, all we need...
Oh my gosh, yes, that's Cammy!
...is awareness.
Toku, is that you in that video? That's all I need to know.
No.
No,
I
want to
know who this Anonymous is.
We don't know who Anonymous is.
My name is Lord Chaotic 0013 on YouTube. I'm that.
Yeah, and you guys can see
me.
Yeah, you guys can see in the comments. I miss idiot videos, and I do tend to go off. But Cammy has just pushed me to that limit. I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind.
We love it, girl.
Well,
we love your mind.
It's been a real treat, truly. I have to tell you, y'all made my fucking Monday night. I'm really, truly.
Reed,
I just want to thank y'all.
I've been trying to tell you all night, read the comments on the channel, and you can see her. She is Morphin Videos.
Here's
wow.
one thing I will say right now to you.
Well, make
you guys
it quick, buddy. Make it quick. Well, we got shit to
it
do.
It will be. I will be. I know you guys got 6 admins in the group, but honestly, with the experiences that we got, I think you guys may need an extra one. And if you need it, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always around.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm offering
my
services.
I'm looking forward to the next time this motherfucker busts on the wall because I'm going to have a conversation. This bitch won't go out.
I
want
to see that.
Yeah, like I said, if you guys see me going off on my Miss Idiot Videos channel or on Anonymous A522, don't take it the wrong way. That's just me going off on Cammy.
It's all right, boo. All right, well, thank you, Heather and Toku, for calling in. We got about 10 minutes left. We going to get to... You know what, Karen?
Babe.
I'm so glad you're a part of my life.
I bring nothing but the best stuff to you, boo.
Oh, honey, all
I
can hear is crazy.
I got cyberbullies. I got psychotic people. It's all popping in my world. Let me
Karen,
tell you.
Karen, you got to go watch those Anonymous videos. It is really the best. And they're like, please, Unscripted Radio, help.
We are going to help.
Really?
And we're going to help. We're going to talk about Anonymous all the time.
Well, and now what's funny is somebody in the chat room just said, Anonymous said he will be making a new video to Jeffrey. Okay, which is, it's one of y'all, because there's no guests in the chat room. It's one of them. Like, this is so funny to me. Like, it's humorous. It's like high school bullshit. I just love it.
I love it, too. I love Anonymous. I love Toku. I love Heather. I love all of them.
It's really entertaining for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sure, you know, for them, like, it's been hell on earth. But, I mean, I have to tell you, for me, that's some funny shit. I ain't going to lie to you. That's fabulous.
Awesome. That is crazy. Well, it has been very interesting. I don't think we need to give this person any more of our time, especially since they're not, they don't have the balls to call us. They're not brave enough to do it.
I know.
Here, I thought I was going to finally meet Cammy.
I know, I'm a little disappointed.
Well, apparently, you're evil. That bitch is probably afraid. Got their holy water and shit ready.
I know.
Sinners, repent. Sinners, repent. You will repent and you will rejoice in the goodness and the faithfulness of our love and Jesus Christ, Lord, Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sorry, I thought I was doing the Sunday show.
Oh, wow, guys, we have a cyberbully. Isn't it exciting?
It really is. You know, like, you know what? We're on our way to make it. It's the truth.
Listen, we laugh. But you ain't going to be laughing when we in Morphicon and some crazy asshole pulls a freaking gun and points it at us.
Right.
Why would you say such a thing, first and foremost? Second of all, Michael, we ain't got shit to worry about. We got Power Rangers. Them bitches will morph and get out these swords and whoop that bitch's ass.
Look, all I'm saying is whatever contract I sign better have a death clause in it. All I'm saying. Shoot.
God.
Carrie, you'll morph Power Rangers pimp slap that bitch, right? You'll be like, save it to the top.
You got it. Whatever.
I don't even know what your weapons was. It was some nunchuck looking fucking things. You could just throw at the bitch.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fuck that. You know what? I'm a trooper. I'm a fat girl. I'll pick up a fucking table and pop somebody upside the fucking head. What am I talking about? I got Joey. I'm making him kick their ass.
Right. We fight dirty.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I'm really kind of curious to hear about Katrina Stranger Moisture tomorrow. Because you know that bitch got some moisture.
Yeah. I know, like something, she did something. What did she do? She ended up in, did she go to prison? I missed the beginning of the show. What happened?
No, she, what did she end up, she,
How did she end up at the police station?
How did she end up there, Jeffrey? I can't remember.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was busy reading something else that Karen emailed me.
Yeah.
You mean tell me you are listening to one of our co-hosts that she was telling you about her weekend?
No, I apologize. I tell everybody what happened because, like, Michael, right before we went on air, says you emailed us. So I, like, clicked on it, and I, like, started reading it and realized, like, you know, 5 minutes went by, and I'm like, oops.
That's funny.
It was an accident. It's your fault.
Do you remember, Mike? Were you listening?
I was listening, but I have a very short-term memory problem. I guess you're just going to have to listen on demand. I'm sorry. I'm at a loss.
Wow.
I'm sure
there's nothing. I ain't hearing nothing about her going to jail.
Yeah, there's nothing about jail.
She said she was ended up at the police station. So, I don't know. I thought she might have told.
Well, maybe if she kept her Pikachu in check, she wouldn't have to worry about that shit.
Oh, but then she wouldn't have any fun if she kept her Pikachu in check. It's just what it is.
I know. Okay, so who wants to take bets? Should we put money on this? How about we won't find out what happens with this dude tonight?
Oh.
You think they're
going to
do the mama?
We ain't going to find out nothing. We ain't going to find out nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be on the down low.
We ain't going to find out nothing on air, but I'm going to find out on the side.
Yeah, she does have a private page we can creep on. Maybe Cammy will help us, you know, hack into her account. We can really know what happened.
Wait, I'm going to tell you right now, let me go look at this bitch's page because this is the first time I heard about this show.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 4 pages. I ain't gonna... Let me go. So let's see her real quick. Let's see what her last status update was. See where she is at. See if it says she's in a working meeting.
Mm-hmm.
No. Her last post is what happens if Vegas stays on Facebook.
That's funny.
That's so funny.
She looked like she was tripping on acid this weekend. I'm not sure. I don't see any part where it says she was at the police station, though. I don't see nothing about the 5-0. No popo ho.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I'll find you.
Eggs, well, chicken strips.
Well, listen, while you guys are searching, how many of you guys were actually, the listeners were listening to Jay's show on Saturday, but we got going on about the Eugene, Rudy Eugene, or Udolph Eugene, where the fuck his name is, what the cannibal. He, you know, they were going on about bath salt and stuff, and I just wanted to clear up, like, I did a little bit of research, you know, over the weekend, just trying to read in about all these different things, and these bath salts, you guys, you can buy them over the counter, like, they sell them. Don't do it. Like, this is dangerous shit. Like, there have been studies done that even after you are off the drug, it has permanently chemically altered your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so this is like, because, you know, we were on the show Saturday, we were, you know, joking and laughing about it, and Jake at one point may have said, you know, hey, you know, I got to get my dealer to hook me up with these bath salts, and, you know, we're all laughing, having a good time, because we make light of a situation here at Unscripted Radio.
So wait,
are you
telling me that's been your problem for the last year? Is that why you fucking gone off your rocker, bitches, because you was huffing bath salts?
It very well may be. I will not confirm nor deny.
This is why you went out and bought you a Huffy, huh? He called me, Karen, like 2 weeks ago, asked I won't come over, go for a ride on his Huffy. I was like, what in gay hell?
That is funny.
Yeah, this shit is dangerous.
I've been bath salts.
Dangerous.
Look, if they're listening to this show and they're stupid enough to do bath salts, Godspeed, go bite somebody's face off. And don't call us, because I don't want to know about it. Nah, I'm lying. Send me a picture, because I want to see it for first. Because I'm going to call the National Choir and send that shit. Bro, get us a check. I'm
that
sorry, Michael. I know you were trying to be serious and have you a moment.
Right. Let him tell the story.
I was just having a moment, but I think the moment is past. I was just saying, you know.
Oh, man.
Just saying. I mean, just, you know, putting it out there, like, because we tend to make a lot of light of situations on this show, and I think it's important. Like, this is dangerous. Like, I you know, being uneducated at first, but then I watched a couple things. I read some stories, did a little bit of research on these drugs, and, like, this is going to be, like, the next epidemic, sort of like E and all that stuff was in the past. These bath salts, which are over-the-counter, perfectly legal, like, they straight-up chemicals. They ain't nothing natural about them. This is just straight-up chemicals that will permanently alter your state of mind after you have finished taking those drugs. I'm telling you, you need to repent. Sinners, repent. Put down the bath salts. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Who's co-hosting with us today?
Well, honey, you don't recognize me. It's me. It's Reverend Shompton.
Oh, my goodness. Mike has officially lost his mind, guys.
I have.
We're sorry.
It's the salt.
It's the bath salt.
No, I'm channeling Cammy.
He's crazy like Cammy. That's what we're going to start saying. Anytime you're crazy, I'm going to be like, don't be crazy like Cammy.
Crazy like Cammy. Well, we'll get that one in the Unscripted Radio Dictionary. Oh, God. No, I had on my Ouija board. I was channeling her. Oh, I feel the fat broad rising up inside of me. It's like a fat wave rising away. It's a chilling. Maybe that's why I have man mammies.
Maybe. That could be true.
That could be.
Stop huffing the bath salt, bitch. Shit.
Yeah, put down the bath salt. Don't mess.
Put them down.
Shit. Put them down.
I'm saying, so wait a minute. Now, they saying if you ingest it, technically, okay, you know, if you boof and shit, what if you boofed bath salts accidentally while you in the bath? Is that going to fuck you up? Should you not put
it's
bath
not
salts in the
bath? It's not those kind of bath salts.
It's really not? It's like a separate drug? I really thought it was like fucking,
no,
you know,
no,
you go to bed and it's beyond.
No.
It gets
no.
Bath salts.
No, it's a legit drug. Like, you can buy it over the counter. There's brands for it and everything else. But,
I thought we was spoofing some bed, or what the hell's that place called? Bath and Body.
Bath and Body Works?
Yeah, I thought we was spoofing their song.
No.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. God, what is it? You don't need bath salts for your guilty pleasure.
Bye. Don't be crazy like Tammy.
No crazy Tammy. Catch us on demand.
Radio. Your guilty pleasure.
Download the Stitcher app.
Night.